That report from Mike Thompson. Well, there were other Schindlers at work during Hitler's plan to exterminate the Jews. Agnes Grunewald Speer has written a book about some of the lesser-known figures who sometimes risk their own and their families' lives to save Jews, and she takes a close look at their motives. But when she came into the NewsHour studio, Miss Grunewald Speer told me first that the churches in Nazi-occupied Europe did not always act with honour.
When I heard about this programme on the radio, it suddenly reminded me of something that my mother told me, because I was born in Budapest in July 1944. And she said that when she was very pregnant with me, she approached a Roman Catholic priest to try and get him to convert her. And she said he was very, very young, but he had ginger hair. And she said he was obviously embarrassed by the level of her pregnancy. And he said that he couldn't convert her because she was converting to save herself and obviously me as well. And it wasn't out of faith.
But you and your mother were saved from Auschwitz by an unknown official, is that right?
Yes. My mother never said very much about it. All she ever told me was that she was told that she had to report the next day. It was sometime between July when I was born and November when we were sent to the ghetto in Budapest. And she was told she had to report the next day. And she was fearful enough to try and leave me with her mother-in-law. But her mother-in-law said that she couldn't look after me because my mother was breastfeeding me. So in the end, my mother had to take me the next morning in her arms. And all she ever said was, "The man in charge sent back the women with children." And lots of journalists have elaborated and gone on about generous Nazis and all the rest of it. I don't know. I don't know who he was. He could have been a civil servant. He could even been a member of the Jewish community, because the Nazis got the Jews sometimes to do their dirty work. I just don't know. But had he not done that, we would have been on the train to Auschwitz.
I mean, do you feel you kind of, having written this book, understand human nature any more? Were these acts that you've chronicled in the book, you've looked at the actions of 30 individuals. I mean, they were very much aberrations, weren't they, at the time? They were the exception.
Well, yes and no. Yad Vashem has recognised about, I think it's about 23,000 righteous amongst the nations. But, of course, if you...
That's the way in which the Jewish state recognises the actions of those who saved Jews.
Yes, but if you compare that with the overall population of occupied Europe, it's a drop in the ocean. But on the other hand, those people were incredibly courageous, and they risked not only their own lives, but the lives of their families and their children. And without exception, they were all extremely modest. And they all said things like, "Oh, well, I only did what anyone would have done," or, "I haven't done anything special." And some of them refused to be honoured, because they didn't feel they'd done anything special. But we know, of course, that what they did was extremely special.
And why do you think their stories are still worth telling?
I think the stories are still worth telling because genocide didn't stop in 1945. And the question of being your brother's keeper and so on is still very valid today. We only have to see what happened in our cities last week. You know, this is why the Holocaust and the courage of the rescuers still has lessons for us today, and their courage should never be forgotten.
The bag, Agnes Grunewald Speer, author of The Other Schindlers, Why Some People Chose to Save Jews in the Holocaust. New files released at the National Archives in Britain show that officials in the Ministry of Defence worried people wouldn't believe the truth about their UFO investigations, that over the years they've had neither the resources nor direction to investigate the many thousands of sightings